for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1 2 1 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad,
and this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, coming live and directly to your ear canal
from New York City.
New York City. Back, both of us back in the
building.
In the building, in the studio, on a good mic. That last episode sounded like a jail call. I was listening to it. The audio was woo-wee. I was coming through with, on the speakerphone.
What studios you was in? Silver Lake.
Silver Lake Studios. Coming through the old, coming through the speaker, sounding like Sean back in 04. Mm. Remember Sean, that forgettable jail album?
Oh, poor Sean.
Man, he all right. I'm sure he doing something somewhere.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't that was a momentum killer.
I mean.
Jail is often a momentum killer, but then you saying, hey, jail, you're not going to kill this momentum. Get me a
in jail under those circumstances.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I almost forgot why he went to jail, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a New Year's Eve scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, well.
Standing up for the squad.
Mm. Yeah, holding it down. Ready to let that gun go. Anyway, that's a good way to kick it off, I guess. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
What's up?
Back in, just trying to get back into a good rhythm. You know what I'm saying? My mind been on vacation.
Since 19?
Since 19. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got back into it last week as far as the first week of work and all that, but still haven't found that,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't got my foot on their throat yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm out here looking for my throat boots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throat boots. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm on. I'm just trying to.
How you going about that?
I'm just executing plans. You know, sometimes when you executing plans, like coming up with plans is fun. It's like, yeah, shit, hell yeah. You know, it's exciting. You know what I'm saying? Then executing is just work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, especially in the beginning, it just feel like work. When you ain't got nothing to show, it's an empty ass page, and you got to fill that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to take that and put it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That part, you know.
It's the tunnel.
Yeah, it's the tunnel. So I'm in the tunnel right now. And it's good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I understand that you could die in the tunnel.
Ooh.
Or your idea could die in the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Where sometimes that idea never sees the light of day.
Right.
But in this stage, committed to getting that shit to the light. You know what I'm saying? On all fronts, on all these pages.
Right.
So that's where I'm at, man. So you know what I'm saying? It's not like an exciting time to talk about shit.
Right.
It's just a solitary time to be in the tunnel fighting
in the tunnel
with yourself.
Moving through the darkness towards the light.
No friends.
Right.
No fans. You know what I'm saying? It's just you getting shit done.
Yeah.
So I'm in that process, you know what I'm saying? But excited for because of a lot of big shit going on that I'm ready for.
All right. That's what's up. That's always a good thing. It's funny, Todd Phillips, the guy that directed Joker, he was talking about Joaquin Phoenix. I think just to be funny, he said, Joaquin Phoenix is the tunnel at the end of the light. Meaning that, you know, his shit is just, I guess, just go where it go. He's just a different type of motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought that was a funny little play on that whole expression.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That shit is, that solitude, get through it. That should be dope, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure, man.
But meanwhile.
Yeah.
You know, back last year when you were talking about your car and the rats fucking with your car and shit.
Mm.
You know, I took that shit for a joke. I laughed.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was a kiki.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can remember a couple.
Yeah, I probably had a little, you know what I'm saying, jokes or some shit.
Right.
I ain't laughing no more.
Uh-oh.
I'm like them, you know what I'm saying? I'm like them World War III people, you know what I'm saying? Some new shit come up. Oh, we at war, what the fuck?
Right.
Not realizing we've been at war.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you live in New York and you don't realize you're at war with the rats, you're fooling yourself.
Forever.
You're fooling your motherfucking self.
And losing.
And losing.
And losing.
They living good.
What are the rats doing to you?
Oh, where my
you,
God.
Where are what? You, what's the affliction?
Well, you know, see, you tend to think you don't have to think about the rats because they don't come in your house. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, ain't no rats in my house. That's I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm in a war with rats, and I realize that if rats wanted to come in your house, they can own your house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be in your house. That's why they're not in there. Because if they wanted to be in there,
nobody want to be in your house, nigga. Go inside.
You know what I'm saying? Go in your little house.
Get the fuck out of here.
Man. All right, so I had a curious case of missing mail.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we go on vacation, you know, people steal mail out your mailbox.
Right.
So I've had a few checks being stolen before. Yeah. So when we go out, I take the mailboxes off so the mail person could throw it over the gate.
Right.
Where, you know, it's safe behind the steel gate and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came back from fucking holiday.
Mm-hmm.
There was no mail.
At all.
That shit was just clean.
Damn. Like, how long were you going for? At least
like
a
2 weeks.
Right?
Like
oh,
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, wait a fucking minute. We got to get bills every day.
Right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Just be stacked
at
up.
At least.
You know what I'm saying? At least.
Yeah.
So I'm questioning my neighbors. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm mm-hmm. like, I ran down on the mail lady, like, hey.
Right.
She was like, no, I've been. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Right.
I'm thinking somebody done came to my house and locked it back after they left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm checking all the doors, the windows. How the fuck? These motherfuckers. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Why would they want to steal a bunch of bills?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of all that, leave everything in here and steal all my bills?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, man, nah, this can't be it. So I'm looking on the – I've seen other signs of, you know, the rat outside rat activity, like in my courtyard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you know, by the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, they dig these holes. And see, I ain't know them. You know what I'm saying? I thought, you know what I'm saying, you sidewalk getting raggedy right there. You know, you patch it back up and shit.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
So I'm – you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up, man. That look crazy, man. Somebody was digging on my motherfucking sidewalk because it's like kicked up dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, hold up, man. There got to be some – you know what I'm saying? I started looking up rat activities, New York City. You know what I'm saying?
And then, got a calendar of events.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
Rats at Bentley's on Thursday.
Yeah, shit, for real. Then I started to realize that that's a burrow. That's a hole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I ain't know the rats, they could go live under your sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then because they like to be close to where the garbage at, you know what I'm saying? So they'll live close to where everybody put the garbage.
Right.
So they don't got to travel far.
Right. And they could go underground, grab the garbage, go back and not be able
yeah,
to
see,
be
I ready. Ain't know all that yeah. shit. I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? You don't see them, they ain't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I see the hole, then now I'm looking around, now I see other little shit. I'm like, oh.
I built a nest.
So I'm looking on the internet, and then this lady in my neighborhood posted some shit like somebody stole all her mail. And then she realized that the rats took the mail and took that shit all the way up, like under her stoop, like under right. the under the stones under your step
yeah.
and built the nest.
Yeah.
I'm like, these motherfuckers. Then I felt violated.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at the Home Depot getting ready for war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm strapped up. I'm getting all of
what you getting? What
I'm
you getting?
Getting the,
what you
know
think's
saying?
Gonna
the,
win?
I mean, I ain't trying to win. I'm just trying to keep the motherfuckers off of my shit.
Okay, so what was your front line of defense?
So, you know, you had the chicken wire. Because, okay. you know, I had already put some chicken wire on my door. I thought that I was good because I ain't seen no situations.
Do rats need a specific wire? Are they impenetrable to chicken wire? They like, nigga, that's for chickens.
Like, they don't fuck with wire. They don't fuck with metal if it's,
right.
if it's you know what I'm saying? If it's
taut.
If it's in place.
Right.
So, I got that. I got the chicken wire. I got cement patch shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm patching my sidewalk cement. You know what I'm saying? Feel the crack cement. I got wire cutters. I got a new motherfucking electric screwdriver to drill into the motherfucking concrete.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I could put down, because I didn't even get the, I got the chicken wire, but then I got the other shit. I forget, somebody else mentioned it on one of the blogs that I was reading. Mm-hmm.
Some the steel wool?
Nah, the steel wool, they be like, you know what I'm saying? They just pull that shit out.
Okay.
It was like the shit that they put on before they put the stucco on. It's like,
I think I know you're talking about.
Like some real rough ass.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's like chicken wire to the extreme.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of that.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, I'm going to go to work.
Uh-huh.
So I started putting shit in place, and then I could see where the door that goes under the stoop,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying, which is under the stairs in front of the house before uh-huh. you get to the house. I could see where, okay, that's probably where they're going in.
Uh-huh.
So I started right there.
So you just boarded that whole thing up?
I bolted that up with my steel right. mesh shit,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. You know no power you know tool got you feeling good.
Game feeling good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hit up by the door, made sure that all those little slots was impenetrable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then the little hole by the sidewalk.
Right.
It was. I went to go fill that up with my concrete, but the shit that they had done is too deep. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers done went. It's deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't even like you could just patch that shit up. You gotta feel that. You need some real concrete.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta feel that whole ass hole.
Did you see any of your bills or any of your mail?
I ain't going there.
Oh, but how you see the hole? How you see how deep the hole is? You put your
that's
you
the
just
side
put your
hole.
Hand
the
in
side
it?
Wall oh, okay, hole. I ain't okay. go down up in that motherfucker.
In that little side. So you just gave it to him. You let him
yeah,
have it.
Y'all can have that. What I'm gonna do with it now?
I'm talking about the shit under your stoop. You
I'm not going in there
you
yet.
You surrendered the whole thing.
Yeah, they could have that for now.
Okay.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Okay.
They could have that for now.
That's they block.
That's been they block, obviously.
Fair enough.
You know what
damn.
I'm saying? That's been they block. I ain't going up under there with no weaponry.
Right.
Can't shoot them.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out how they move first. I need to understand the play before
right.
I start
you running up in there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to lock them out first.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I hit up all the little holes that's going into the stoop.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, let me do it in a temporary fashion so right. I can see if they actually using these spots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I put my little steel in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so monitor the activity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No activity under the gate. That's, you know what I'm saying? No activity coming out where I zip, zip. You know what I'm saying? So that's sealed off from coming close to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So now, where I stuffed the little steel in the hole, by the where they could go under the motherfucking sidewalk shit, the motherfuckers just pulled that shit right on out the way.
The steel?
They niggas grabbed that shit and took that shit out. I ain't see it, but that shit was sitting off to the side.
The shit that you zip?
Nah, not the zip, but I just stuffed it in a temporary manner.
Kind of like some steel wool type shit,
yeah,
but
like,
it's a little bigger.
Yeah, a little stronger.
Yeah.
And
they got rid of that.
That nigga got rid of that shit. I woke up in the morning, that shit was off to the side. I'm like, okay, so now I need a real fix.
Now I'm in a fight.
No. But now I know they're actually using
mm-hmm.
these spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you know, my wife like, you know what I'm saying, just poison them.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to poison motherfuckers and they just die
right.
in the spot.
So they be stinking and nasty.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how they move and then maybe I can lock them out.
Uh-huh.
And then they can go somewhere else.
All right, look at this being reasonable.
Move somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? If all fails, I'm going to have to, you know what I'm saying, gas their ass.
Yeah.
But the motherfuckers make you want to just light a bomb to that shit. The boof.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Set your own shit on fire.
Mm-hmm. Because
these motherfuckers are motherfucking, they goddamn lawless.
Yeah. So what?
Disrespectful.
At this point, they partying all the time. They taking your mail. How else are they disrespecting
but see,
your
they knew
your home?
They. I guess they understand that ain't nobody came in and out of this motherfucker in a couple days.
So they feel like they got squatter's rights.
Oh, we cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So they like,
too
we cool.
Now,
let's run in there, grab this mail, dip out. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Them niggas cleaned the mail out, dog. All that shit.
So the mail, you say you throw the little, you throw your mail box over the gate
nah,
when
nah,
you're
nah.
going.
Take the box out.
So you give
so
it basically.
So the mail person throw it over the gate.
Into that little box into, area under your stoop.
Yeah, under the stoop.
Okay,
you
so they took that shit as just materials.
Yeah, that's
they didn't respect
that
it
Home
as
Depot
correspondence.
For them. That was
yeah.
Home Depot for them.
Like, oh shit, they gave
it's
us
wood.
Some
wood.
Yeah. Y'all left and gave us some building material.
Oh, word.
Of course we setting up shop.
Now, see, that ain't never happened. I done been doing that shit for years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody stole my check maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. I started doing that. Mm-hmm. This shit ain't never
happened. Yeah.
Now they, oh man, they disrespectful, dog. So I'm in a war, dog.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that I laughed when you said the rat had bit into your car shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm like, damn, I was sleeping. I ain't know these motherfuckers was on planning to take over the whole time.
Yeah, they don't play no games.
So I came out there one day. This was before I started my war. Mm-hmm. And I seen them running up and down the block. They was on the block. They was just, you know, they had just got dark. They was out. It's like somebody said chow time or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they started running out your thing?
Not my thing. See, I ain't seen them. See, the thing is, even with all the little holes and shit, I still hadn't seen them.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, now that I pay attention, I could see how they move now. I could see when they been there. But right. they know when to come because they...
It's sophisticated.
They sophisticated as far as how they move because you don't see them. But this one day, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an apartment building down the block. I seen them all up and, you know what I'm saying, up and through there. Then I seen them run under somebody else's stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Then come out the other motherfucker side to be in the other person's yard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then jump up on the steps to get into the garbage. I'm like, oh, this how y'all play. So I bought new garbage. I bought, you know what I'm saying? I bought the shit. I looked the shit up. You know what I'm saying? The best garbage for pests.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then they had this one that was made for bears and shit.
All
right. I bought that brand.
What's it made out of? Just plastic?
It's plastic, but the lid locked tight. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The bear one, they got whole all kind of you know, shit that the bear can't open. I ain't get that. That's like $400.
That's when a nigga gonna take your garbage can, you know, and take it back to Home Depot.
Exactly. Then you gotta shoot a motherfucker.
Right. He's about to get some store credit on that old bear ass garbage can.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's why you paint your whole, you gotta paint your number and all that all on your garbage can and shit.
Oh, okay.
You gotta paint your shit.
You gotta claim it.
I ain't know that shit when I first moved out there. Yeah. I got.
Yeah, I'm
my
sure.
My first garbage can I got.
I could imagine, yeah.
Nah, you got to paint it, because you like, damn, why they everybody paint that shit look like kids?
Yeah.
Like Lil Rascal Productions.
You don't even know that.
And you got to paint your shit. So I had to paint my shit, got, you know what I'm saying, a nice little strong lid on my shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Felt good.
Got my motherfucking chicken wire.
On the garbage can,
not
too?
Not on the garbage can, but in strategic places.
Yeah.
And now that I know that they ripped that, that they using that particular hole right by the stoop.
Yeah.
I'm a really get that shit really done for real, for real.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What you mean, put some more cement in there?
Yeah, just had to break that shit open and then really get the cement in there the right way. Not just, you can't just plug and play with these motherfuckers.
Nah.
You got to get busy.
Nah, they smart. I was watching, there's a documentary that was on Netflix couple years ago, Morgan Spurlock. You know Morgan Spurlock, the old documentary. It's just called Rats, and it's horrible. But he break down that whole little, where they do the holes like this. There's some science to that shit. They are smart.
They smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I was reading the shit. It was like, they don't never have just one way in and no shit.
No, they know how to move.
You know what I'm saying? They don't never just have one way. They got about 3-4 ways up in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you bust down one, they be... I was just like, let me secure the ones that come up in here where the mail be and all that shit, and close by the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me secure all that.
Right.
I ain't seen no activity because I just bolted that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't even open the door right now.
Mm.
I'm going to have to unbolt the bitch to get the bitch open. Zip, zip.
Gotta do a pit stop.
You know what I'm saying? Got a pit stop. My own fucking. I ain't never even been up under that. No way. Ain't shit in there.
Yeah, at this point. You gave that away. That's a little.
Nah, we taking it. I'm about to close that. That's either gonna be shut down or they motherfucking tomb.
Okay, it's no in between.
No in between.
Okay,
because if you let them stay,
It's a gondola.
They, you know what I'm saying? They obviously
gazebo.
They obviously, you know what I'm saying? Give them an inch, they gonna take a mile. So they can't stay. Damn. They gotta find new abode.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And see what they say, you know, it's a lot going on with them because it's, you know, like with the gentrification, a lot of construction. You know what I'm probably a lot of old haunts, they old houses getting, you know what I'm saying, demolished.
Right.
They displaced and shit.
Gentrification affects everyone.
But you're going to have to find another motherfucker. You're not finna be around here.
This rat is displaced.
You know what I'm saying? They displaced, dog.
Fievel and his uncle.
They running up and down the block, dog. Oh, I'm man. Like, man, what the hell going on?
Got to have more empathy for these displaced rats.
I ain't got no empathy, but I see how they now that I'll be, now that I know, I'll be walking through the city.
Mm-hmm.
I can see.
See what they doing.
I can see everybody who in danger.
And they everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You be wanting to knock on the motherfucker door. Hey, you know you might want to feel this hole right here, dog, because they got you. Mm. Like, who got me? Damn. Ain't nobody got me. Ain't nobody thinking about the nigga.
Here's my number.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you they got you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They got about, look at that. That's that. Whoop, whoop, whoop. They everywhere out here.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. I hate that it had to happen to you for you to finally understand it could happen to anybody.
Hey, man.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens, dog. I mean, New York City, bro.
And it's like you can't do shit. You can't take them to court. You can't, like, it was the ultimate loophole. When man was like, oh, now that looked like the rat did that. Unfortunately, there's nothing we could do about that. That's not even a cover by, you know, when rats do what they do. And since you live in Manhattan, you're going to have to deal with some rat shit. You live in New York. You live in the world. These rats have their way.
Right. Oh, my contract, I had called. I was out of town.
Brethren?
Yeah, brethren. Mm-hmm. And he came through. And I was like, yo, so, you know what I'm saying? We got to do this. We got to do that. I'm trying to enlist them in the war.
Right.
You can't beat them.
Damn,
like, motherfucker! That, man, what are you talking about, man? You're like, man, there's nothing you could do. Poison.
bunch of pebbles. I mean, pellets in there.
Poison.
Right?
I'm gonna get to that, but I'm gonna want these motherfuckers out.
What's holding you? You just don't want a bunch of dead rats under your thing, smelling it up, or why don't you just go straight poison?
Cause I don't. One.
Are you being
If you
humane?
Poison them, no. Nah, fuck that.
Okay.
If you poison them and don't know how they move, they coming right back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spend money on poison.
Yeah, I mean, I already got the poison.
Right.
It's ready to go. Uh-huh. I done saw some other shit on the internet that I can't really supposedly legally get that looked like some prime shit I need.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to kill your neighbor as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, my neighbor's.
This shit is like some dust. You know what I'm saying? That you're sprinkling
some
shit.
Voodoo dust?
Nah, it's just poison. And they get the dust on them when they start cleaning themselves and licking their hands and shit.
It kills them.
They did.
but why is it illegal? Because anybody can get that
because
shit on him?
Because if you spread in the air, the shit start floating around or like pets and shit like that get to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's fucked up.
You done killed the block.
I ain't got it. But I'm like, ooh, that sound like about the plan. But I already got the poison. It's just that if you don't motherfucking seal them out and, you know what I'm saying, guard your fortress, they going to come right back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the whole play.
They relentless. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe it's like, you know what I mean? You should take from their relentless behavior and adopt it to your own hustle. Maybe it is the year of the rat. I don't know if you noticed, but it is the year of the rat,
they are thriving.
So they thriving. They like, nigga, this is our year, baby. I don't know if you heard.
I ain't heard
But
shit.
We out here. This is us. 2020, the year of the rat. But, it could be. I remember one time I had a mouse in my crib on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. I was in the crib for Dolo, just staying at the house, and I was chilling, having a good night, watching maybe Entourage. This is how long ago it was. It might have been like an Entourage marathon. I had a little liquor. I wasn't doing nothing. And I was in the full throes of just enjoyment, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my feet kicked up on the coffee table. I was living life. And then I just seen some shit scurry like, oh, shit. Because in the first scurry, you don't really want to believe it. You're like, wait, nah.
That was a shadow.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a shadow. Please, now, because I've been drinking. I might have smoked a little something, so my nerves is a little frazzled. And then I got another scurry back. I said, oh, shit. I had to try to fight this mouse on the last day of the year. And I felt like it was a sign.
You fight him in the moment?
Initially, I was about to get the fuck out of there, but then I felt like a sucker leaving my house because I don't really play that. I don't play it with the mice or shit like that. But ultimately, I think we called it a truce. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did enough, you know, rumbling and shit, but I didn't follow the path.
Right.
Because I was a little bit of a sucker. I didn't follow the path, so I, like, made enough of the noise. I guess they were like, all right, somebody out there, let me chill. And then, you know, shit kind of settled. I got some glue traps. And then I might have finally caught it at some point or whatever.
Another day.
Yeah, another day. It wasn't, I didn't go. Yeah, I was like, tired. They caught me slipping.
You know what I'm saying? Like you finna motherfucker just go out there and chase them down and
I don't like
and corner them.
Because I'm not going to lie, because if it run at me, even the smallest the shit is, it's going to spook me. It's going to spook the shit out of me.
That's what I'm saying about them rats and shit. If they wanted to take over.
Oh, they could do it.
They could do it.
By force.
You know what I'm saying?
By force. They just look you in your eye.
You know what I'm saying?
And they move could take erratically.
Over. They smart enough to get in your shit. They ain't in your shit because they don't want to be in your shit.
Yeah, that's true. They don't like to be indoors, them big old rats.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no space. They know, you know, we need out here in the world.
Yeah, because we wild.
Yeah, man. So I was like, man, these niggas here. Shit.
Damn.
But yeah, so I'm in the middle of that.
Damn, brother.
It's all good. I'm gonna get rid of my spot.
Let's see what happens.
You know what I'm saying? They couldn't fuck with my little chicken wire game though.
So far.
Nah, not right now.
There you go. Hopefully you do it. I believe in you. Outside your contractor doesn't, but I think you might be.
I'm a contractor, like, man, shit.
Just let it go.
Poison. You can be poisoning. You're gonna keep on having the poison there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'm just going to wait till I got full understanding.
Of their layout?
Of the layout. How they get on my shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to drop the bomb on them.
Drop the bomb.
I was trying to see if they had like a bomb.
Right.
I know in Florida, they, you know what I'm saying, the
Terminex.
Terminex or the exterminator comes and they call it a bomb. Drop a bomb.
Right.
Roach infest the house.
Yeah.
Put a tin on your shit and drop a bomb.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. I'm sure
some
it's effective.
Houses need a tent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I just feel like that a whole neighborhood knows you got roaches. Hey, I got roaches.
Better to have had and they ain't here no more.
Right.
Than to keep having them forever.
Well, unless the tent got to come up every 3 months. Niggas is like, y'all just must be dirty. How many times you gonna bring this tent up?
For real.
Yeah.
Nah, it's ten is once in a lifetime.
Right.
I ain't even seen the roaches like from Florida roaches.
Yeah.
Shit.
The down south roaches where it's warm and hot and humid, they a different breed. Yeah. They a different breed. Some of them fly. Did y'all like the palmettos?
Yeah, the palmetto bugs.
That's scary.
Yeah, them shits fly.
You go to step on
but
them.
But it ain't even them.
Take flight.
Them, you know what I'm saying? You could get rid of them.
You talking about just house roaches.
Them little regular little motherfuckers. Them little don't die, they multiply motherfuckers. Woo! Mm-hmm. That's a hard life, boy. You got them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Shit!
Yeah, they in there. When it's an infestation, it's a party.
Niggas, they disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. To this day, you ever seen the movie Creepshow? Mm-mm. You ever seen the movie Creepshow, Matt? Man, Creepshow is like a, I guess like kind of like a spinoff of what Tales of the Dark Side was, or not Tales of the Dark Side, Twilight Zone and all them type of things, or even Tales of the Dark Side was kind of a merger of the two. Creepshow was like these vignettes, maybe four in one movie, but there was one vignette, because all the shit is like shit that'll creep you out while you out. It was one thing where these roaches just infested the fuck out of the whole shit to this day. Like, I can't watch that shit. That shit'll fuck me up. Even if I think about it, the roaches was coming out of nowhere to the roach. I don't want to fuck. I think everybody should see it just so you can feel it.
You gotta see that to feel it.
No, but you got it, because it's one of those things where I want to watch it again to see if the shit still holds up. Because I remember as a kid, I was like, oh, hell nah. You know what I mean? Like, it just showed the potential that roaches had. Because, you know, there was some roaches around. But they wasn't this aggressive. But these shits was coming out of the guy's head. Like, they had white roaches. The shit was bugged out, man. Check it out. Anybody that see Creepshow, hit me in the comments. You know what I'm talking about. It's one of them moments. Yeah. Like, it's visceral. Yeah, man.
I saw you was in Malibu, dog. What's
happening in LA? Ain't you no rats and roaches.
Let's talk about some upness.
Let's talk about it. Man, shout out to LA, man. LA was great. I had a good time out there, man. It felt good. Felt like a little fruitful visit. You know what I mean? I got to see a bunch of people. There was still a few people I didn't get to see. You know, my apologies to, you know, I got to reach out to a few people because, you know, you so like, I feel like with L.A., you know, it's been a minute since I've been out there, especially in that capacity to where I'm like, I kind of just chart my own course. Mm-hmm. So I think I got a little ambitious and, you know, you know what I mean? And then, I seen a lot. I got to a lot of motherfuckers, but that drive and that traffic and that moving around could neutralize a lot of your momentum. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit, what's crazy about the traffic out there is it be so close but so far. You could be 5 miles away from your destination. It's gonna take you an hour. Mm. Like, it's gonna take you an hour to get five, literally, just because you wanted to go at this particular time. And sometimes you don't even see what the cause of the traffic was. You know what I'm saying? It just was what it was. Right. You know what I mean? But man, I had a good time. I went to Malibu. That was my first time ever going to Malibu. You ever been to Malibu? You been to Malibu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never been to Malibu. Now, you know, people be like, yeah, you should go to Malibu. That's what people say real offhand. Right. And I don't know, I thought it was, I thought it was further than what it really is. Right. It's still a drive, but it's not bad at all. Nah. And it's a nice drive.
Right.
You know, on the way back, it got, because I waited, I watched a little sunset. That's why I took that photo. I was like, well, fuck, I got to get this. First of all, California as a whole, I've said this before, is probably, I'm a New Yorker saying this, I think it might be the most photogenic state. You know what I mean? I think so. You could put your camera damn near anywhere. I'm out here, cha-ching, ching, like taking photos of the horizon here, the palm trees there, this little, everywhere. Like, I was going crazy with it. Yeah, man, Malibu was fun. I was saying on the way back, it was dark, but on the way back, because I took the PCH up, but on the way back, the GPS was trying to get me to go through, like, some of these little canyon roads.
Right.
I'm going to fuck it with the canyon, especially at night.
At night.
You know what I mean? I'm not playing myself. But, yeah, Malibu was dope. I was out Silver Lake. Silver Lake is chill. I liked it. It was chill. I liked the, fortunately, my I think I said this last week, my parking spot literally right outside the thing, so mm-hmm. I didn't have to get hit for that. I was everywhere. Hollywood, Inglewood, fucking Silver Lake, Malibu, Santa Monica, did a few shows. Irvine went out there, did a couple shows. Yeah, man, you know, shout out to Kissa Star.
Right. Did she back in LA?
I think she's been in there for a minute. I don't know. She's
back in New York. Well, no, I guess
she's
she
from New York.
Right.
But
for whatever reason, I thought she was back in Brooklyn.
Yeah, nah, she's out there mobilizing the people as she does. It was a function. It felt like it felt black.
You went to a rally?
No, it felt like it though. I went to it was a comedy show at this little vegan spot that she actually produced. Word. You know, like, yeah, she getting into that.
What part of town was it in?
Inglewood. It was at this place called Hot and Cool Cafe.
Yeah.
And
that's Inglewood?
That's Inglewood. That's right there in Leimert Park.
Well, Leimert Park. Yeah, it's Leimert Park.
I'm sorry, it's Leimert Park.
Yeah, we shot over there with Van on the Streets.
Okay. Yeah. So we went there. That shit was popping. This was her first foray into producing comedy shows or whatever. So it was quite a few comics. Dicey, the kid named Jazz was hosting, to hear more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, jumped on stage there. That was fun. Then I did, shout out to Sarah Mello, I did Neil Brennan's show out in Westside Comedy Club out Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Bumped into my man Rob Hayes, my boy Will Miles, a few other comics. So that was a good time, you know, did that. Did the Bronson Bar, shout out to Dave Hellum. Bronson Bar, good ass comedy show. That was fun. He was, I guess he started this, or was part of the Southland Comedy Festival. That was cool. So that was a good look. There was a nice little lemon pepper truck outside. When they had some good ass lemon pepper wings. Homegirl that was cooking up the wings also worked with old Ava DuVernay.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's just how everything is just so intermingled. You know, that was kind of cool. What else? I did Bronson Bar. I did the Irvine Comedy Club with Hannibal. Got up with Hannibal. That was cool. I just bumped into him at the comedy store. He was like, yo, you want to come? I said, yeah. So we did that shit. That was cool. I didn't do anything else. But just running around,
so
man.
What were the highlights?
Man, the shows were fun. The shows were fun. Shows were a good time after I, you know, I was in my head about them. You know what I'm saying? The whole goal, honestly, I kind of got to that in the moment. I think we talked about it, but just to normalize that Los Angeles run and broader that California run if I go north or whatever. But, like, just to normalize it to where it's like, I want to establish my presence to where it is here in New York out there. You know what I mean? To where I'm in the conversation, to where, like, people, you kind of come up top of mind to it. Because sometimes you could be, you know, a New York comic and you don't, you know, when there's some West Coast shit, people don't even consider you because you're not out there. You know what I'm saying? So you just want to put your face out there, meet some people, let them know you out there. You know what I mean? Move a shake, find out the lay of the land. You know what I mean? That was that. So I got that off. The highlights. Malibu was a highlight.
What'd you do out there?
Man, I just went out there. I just took the drive. I just had
just went out there to see it?
I just went out there to see it. I took the drive, went out there to see it. I went to this place called Neptune Nets, little like a seafood type of spot. Had some seafood, looked at the view out there. They had like some old Sons of Anarchy type motherfuckers out there. Like it's like a
motorcycle gang.
A lot of motorcycle, not gangs, but the motorcycle collectives. They feel maybe a little later in the night it might turn into motorcycle gangs. These more felt like enthusiasts. It wasn't, you know what I mean? But I did that shit. I used my time lapse for the first time really on my shit just to kind of track how the sunset went. That shit was cool. What the fuck else I do, man? I had some good chop ups with my peoples out there. You know what I mean? Got up with Nikki P. That was good to see.
Word.
And see my homegirl Felicia out there. Briefly, I didn't really get to chop. She came to the show. Okay. What y'all think, man? Who else? Got up with my man, my homie Tim, who's my showrunner for Comedy Knockout. He lives out there, so that was cool. My man Juwan, yeah, he did. He used to live on Jefferson. They sold that. Yeah, they sold that and moved out there about a year ago.
Get paid, young. Get paid.
Hey, man. my man Juwan Lee got up with Juwan. Got up with Dub, got with Will.
Word.
Yeah, man. Yo, a lot of this beautiful spots. This was nice. Yeah, man. The living situations was very, like, inspiring. Like, these motherfuckers is living. Nah, some people just, they got a spot. You know, nah, these people living. You feel like, okay, you feel like this is
you want to trade in your rats for
palm trees. For some self-care. Felt like a lot of self-care in that shit. They really big on that. Even at the, you know, I was out there coffee shopping and green drinking, you know what I mean? Not hiking.
Did you go to Issa Rae's coffee shop while you were
Hilltop? No, I found out about it towards the it was actually her birthday. Yeah. I was in Inglewood on her birthday, but I was hanging out over. I went to go see my family. I got family out there. So I got to, that was cool. Cause so many times, the few times that I've been, not the few times, but as many times as I go into LA, my grandmother be like, you know, your cousin such and such is out there. And I'd be like, damn, I'd be feeling bad. Cause I didn't, you know what I mean?
So you met your cousin?
I knew my cousin. I met them, I just haven't been to their spot.
Oh.
This shit fire. I was like, everybody out here doing, what the fuck is going on? This shit, yeah, it was one of those moments. But we kicked it, hung out, went to this cool little bar out there in Englewood called the GS. That shit was like a nice little highlight because that was very Black LA. You know what I mean? Just in the bar, kicking it, you know what I mean? The vibe was right, niggas. It was one of those where they just play the song and it just turns into a sing-along type shit. So that was...
You weren't no Bloods fucking with you in that shit.
Nah, I wasn't no... The Bloods and the Crips seemed to be cool. It was funny, because, you know, I don't know if you've seen these. They re-released one of the old questions, but they did it like a split pack. Remember the Iverson questions with the little red tip? In the blue toe. They got one where they both, one foot is a blue toe, one foot is a red toe. So I see the nigga in the
truce pack.
Yes, the truce pack. I see the nigga in there. I was like, all right, must be in a neutral situation. I don't know. I felt like it was just the vibe. You know, people was chilling.
Right.
Who know? I was kicking it. They had the cat from the Patty's Podcast. Patty? You know, that way he was performing on the joint. So that was cool. He had like a little band and shit, and they did some covers. He rocked that shit. So that was fun. What the fuck else? Shout out to my man Gabrus. Got up with my man Gabrus. Did a pod with him. So that was cool, man. I was running around, man.
That's how you supposed to do.
That's how you supposed to do it. I'm sure there's a lot of other shit. There's, you know, there's obviously there's people that I wanted to see, who I, you know, I got to see next time. But yeah, I missed, you know, I missed my, you know, some of my Vibraheem fam. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I wanted to get that off, but that didn't happen. But yeah, I'm sure I'm missing.
You mean no Instagram models or no shit?
Nah, I didn't mean any Instagram models. Not that I know. Not anybody that presented as such. Not anybody said, you may know me from Instagram. No.
I only say that because last few cats I know went to LA, they all met. Yeah, this chick, she do this with on Instagram. She got about 2 million followers and
I'm sure I might have come across someone, but I didn't. That didn't come up. I know I drove past that store, A Pretty Little Thing, which I feel like is like maybe the other side of Fashion Nova. I feel like that's if there's leagues of endorsement, maybe Fashion Nova's NFC, Pretty Little Thing is AFC. You know what I mean? So I seen that, and I saw in the store, I was driving by, but I saw it looked like it was like a little Instagram model.
Haven.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It looked like it was a lot of people with cameramen on deck. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of influencers.
Oh, man, what else? I mean, it was more. I'm sure it was more, but it was a good time, man. The weather, such a departure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at your weather app, it's nothing but sun.
Motherfucker go to L.A. And become a weather snob all
I'm
of a sudden.
I'm trying to tell you.
He still live in New York. Remember?
I came back. I ain't got no windshield wiper fluid in my car right like, now. This blurry.
The weather. Oh, my gray. God.
You know, it wasn't gray the whole time I was out there. It was like, if it get dark, it was just dusky. It was still, that shit still was photogenic as fuck. It'd be like 3 a.m.
The
that
weather.
Shit ain't even dark. I came back here, that shit was gloom doom.
That was beautiful yesterday.
I believe it. That's what they say. It was beautiful yesterday out there and probably today. They went with that.
And day before.
Yeah, and probably.
3 days ago.
Yeah. That was the thing. You look at the weather app. It was nothing but suns the whole week. And then I go over to New York, that shit be like some
all
clouds.
All kind of shit.
All types
rain,
of
clouds.
Inclement and fucking emoticons.
I was in Atlanta and looked at the New York weather one day, and that shit was saying something about air quality, maybe.
Right. Maybe for sensitive.
For like, sensitive people. I'm like, damn.
They know how to play to New Yorkers' defenses. I'm like, I ain't sensitive. I'll be all right. Yeah, don't do that. I don't like that. I don't like that there's no real secondary information about this.
Exactly.
This
what the fuck is wrong with that?
What's going on? Why should I be in the house? Should I stay
New
at
York,
home?
Man. It's New York. Write it up.
You know
You'll
that.
You'll be all right, B.
With a vague ass Amber Alert. Be safe.
Yeah, niggas die of asthma every day, B.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, I did that. Had a good time, man. Ran around. It was a good time. It was a good time, L.A.
What's good,
I fuck
man.
With. I'm trying to get out there way
what's
more.
What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is I felt good about it. My takeaway is, like I said, I just wanted to be normal. I just wanted to not feel like.
But I'm saying, did you leave L.A. and be like, you know what?
I felt like
I'm glad I did this because.
Yeah. I'm glad I did this. It goes back to what you were saying about execution. You know, I can only speak for myself, but sometimes what I get in my way with the execution is just the fourth and fifth thought. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The overthinking. Well, if I do that, then maybe if I do this, or you know, maybe I should wait off on that. Da 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 da. As opposed to just boom boom pulling the trigger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Queen and slimming it. You know what I'm saying? Like nigga, wow, over. I don't know why I said that, but, you know, like, I just, you know, yeah, man, just do that shit because it ain't nothing but to do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. You know, it was all of that shit.
And clap your hands, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then it was just, being around good energy, man, mm-hmm. seeing that there's a different type of energy, but it's complimentary. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. It's being around people that were like, it's getting it done. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it's always, like I told you, it's always good hanging out with Hannibal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just to see how he moving. You know what I'm saying? He stay making moves and doing some shit, you know, that's inspiring creatively, but yet also business-wise and shit. So, mm-hmm. yeah, got to see some of that live and in person. That was dope. And, you know, like I said, you know, just building with everybody that I chopped it up with, seeing how they making a life for themselves and making it happen. And I think maybe even the takeaway was like, this is it. This is the time. Like, there's no other time but the present. There's times sometimes where you feel like, not to say that you don't know, never have time on the clock, but sometimes you might feel like you got to graduate to a certain thing or, mm-hmm. nah, like, this is it. It is.
Take your thing. Like, it's the year of the rat.
It's the year of the rat. You got to build this burrow.
You got to take it.
Yeah, take that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, take that that mail. Make you a home.
I mean, just go for it and be there no matter what nobody else doing. Yeah. You don't want to be in that house with them. You want to be doing the shit you do.
Yeah.
Motherfucking making babies and shit. Yeah. Not necessarily. I'm stuck on the gestation period. Like, these motherfuckers fuck and have a baby in 20 days, and those babies can have a baby in 45 days and shit.
Wow.
Like, shit.
They getting to it.
You can't win.
I
digress.
They pumping them out. That's like Master P back when No Limit had that run.
Exactly. What else cracking, bud? Shit.
I did not see Power, unfortunately. I'm a little mad because I saw somebody hit me like, yo, we can't wait for the Power breakdown. And da, 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 da. I guess some shit happened or whatever. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, man. I feel bad because I don't want.
No, I mean, you know. It's all the same day from the last time you seen it.
But was it as, is it still satisfying? Because I felt like that first episode, I think we talked last week.
Yeah,
I think we talked last week, you were like, this shit, if it keeps doing the same day, same thing, it might start to wear down.
Well, you know, it's to me, it is entertaining. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to be entertained, it's entertaining. It's just, you know, they slow rolling to get to the point.
Right.
And they bringing in all this storyline that don't really fucking matter because you already know the shit is over.
We feel like it's stalling.
Yeah, stalling. Like, I don't need to know Paz's backstory and Dre's backstory and then whoever the fuck. Like, if they do Tasha, then yeah, that'll be cool to see more of Tasha's world.
Right.
You know what I mean? But Paz?
Who's Paz again?
Paz is Angela's sister.
Oh, Paz is Angela's sister. Oh, is that was his last one?
Yeah, Paz was. This all right, was don't, all, don't this tell was me all too about much more. Paz. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right.
And then you know whoever they showing, they didn't do it because it ain't the last episode.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
It was no real twists or nothing in anything that.
Nah, it's just explaining more of shit that already has happened.
All right.
It's just digging deeper in the shit.
Yeah, I'm going to get up to it tonight.
They were shooting Ghosts. The next Ghost, what are they calling it?
Oh, Reign of Kanan? Or
not Kanan.
Ghost Story? What is it? Yeah, Book of Ghosts?
The Book of Ghosts. They were shooting that on my block. I guess the little spot on the little house on my block is probably like one of the main sets.
They had it.
I don't know if it's the main.
It said Book of Ghosts on the thing?
Yeah, it's like Ghost Productions, Book of Ghosts. Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's the prequel.
The prequel is Kanan.
No, but I mean, if
the Book of Ghosts is continuing on, I think with Tariq.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
But the Kanan is the prequel.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how. Curious to see how that turns out. I definitely got to double back and catch this one.
I think they got a lot of latitude with the Kanan story because they going back in the day.
Yeah, they can have fun with it.
I think it's like
period.
Nah, yes, definitely period. I think it's like Get Rich and Die Trying, but again, the TV series.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it goes into his mother's story, all that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Kanan's mother and blah, blah, blah. Woo, woo.
Yeah.
So I think they could have fun with that.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah. What else you watching out here?
I haven't been watching anything I saw the games. It's the funny shit is I was... I went to the, yeah, I know. When we kind of talked about this, I was I went to the laundromat. I had to do a quick load. I was out there looking like that. Yeah, man, I was at the coin laundry in the world and watching the joint. And I was watching what was the Green Bay game?
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay, and I kept watching the game. And I'm like, yo, who's this white quarterback? Why they don't put Lamar Jackson in? And I didn't realize it was the Vikings instead of the Ravens. It was just the purple team.
Right.
So I felt like that announcer that was like, you know, the ball will really, you know, because I was just as blind as he was.
Right.
But I didn't see Lamar Jackson
poor
lose.
Lamar. I mean, I didn't want – it's like, you know, when you – they Baltimore, so they don't come on every week in our market. So
right.
I don't think I ever saw him except for the Monday night game.
That's what
him
I'm
play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this was the game. I'm like, yeah, shit. I'm about to watch Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
he's
gonna get it off. Yeah.
I even called a friend, like, hey man, you watching the game?
Right.
And I don't even do no shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he got trounced.
They shut him down?
I mean, they shut the whole shit down. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I mean, I think what they did was they got in his head early, you know what I'm saying? Because they picked him off on their first drive.
Wow.
And then, you know what I'm saying, Cass was in his face talking that shit, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Let
like,
him know.
You know what I'm saying? Like getting them, like, yeah, mm-hmm. probably saying some nigga shit, you
right.
know what I'm saying? That got
right.
him, you know, right. under his skin.
Rattled.
Yeah, he got rattled.
He was rattled?
He wasn't used to that playoff atmosphere.
It was new.
Yeah, it was new. And then Tennessee, that Henry motherfucker, man, they rode him like a bull, dog.
Yeah.
It's like they ran that whole offense through one motherfucker.
Right.
You're going to give you the ball.
Right.
And you're going to run
through
these
motherfuckers. Yeah, that cat is like fucking Paul Bunyan.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Jim Brown and
that was the biggest clip I saw was when he stiff on one cat and turned the cat into a blocker. Did you see that joint? Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah, he's off the chain.
Yeah, that dude there.
Yeah.
They need to pay him all of the money.
Yeah.
Like all of it.
That's
not
like
some of it.
He's like a truck.
All of the money. But yeah, so it was disappointing. But you know, hey man, he young.
He'll be all right.
He gotta feel that playoff intensity. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? This shit ain't regular season. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And everybody's still happy for him. You know what I'm saying? It's not like because he lost, it's over. You know what I mean? Everybody's still happy for him. You know what I'm saying? He put up a hell of a season. He gonna get MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just you gotta learn this big boy games out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet
and
you.
And niggas don't play fair in the playoffs.
Yeah. I bet you they'll probably get more televised games next season too.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's the most exciting cat on TV.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of cats didn't see him play. They just, you know, like you said, the clips and just hearing it. So I was excited just like you. I was like, oh man, I really, you know, I wanna see him get busy. And when that got cut short, I was like, damn.
Yeah, he got trounced.
Uh-huh.
But it's all good. He from Florida, man. You know, South Florida. So he'll be back.
He's going to bounce back, huh?
Yeah, he'll bounce back. I just, you know, you just want to see him, you know, you wanted to see him complete that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw the Academy Award nominations came out.
Yeah.
A lot of people was disappointed. I guess, you know.
Everybody always disappointed.
Yeah, that's why I'm not, it's redundant for us to feel any type of way about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised, was kind of a little surprised that they snubbed De Niro. I'm surprised that, because I felt like everybody was, you know, the way they was talking about the Irishman and the fact that they had all of these, you know, A-list actors mm-hmm. in it, you thought they were going to, it was not a layup,
sweep.
But at least
The director, Scorsese yeah. got the
Scorsese
best
got,
director.
Pesci, I think, got nominated. Who I said from the door, I think was the, in my mind, the best performance in the whole shit. I thought that was one of my favorite Pesci performances. The first time I really see Pesci on some restraint shit. You know what I'm saying? Joe Pesci.
What did we play in the movie?
He played the guy. He played
he was the main character.
He was the one that connected him to Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, okay. I watched that shit. It was late at night.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, he probably.
I've seen it. Like, I watched the shit.
Yeah.
It was late.
It's an effort. It's an effort to get through that shit. And it's on Netflix, too. I think it's tough when it's on Netflix because it's easier for you to kind of get distracted.
But that's what I said about going to the movie. You say, that shit too long.
Yeah, that went.
Like, but on fucking Netflix, there's too many distractions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if I hadn't gone to the movies, I probably would have seen it, but it would have, I'd have probably seen it on some distracted shit. It's hard for me. Like, the attention span is different now. 3.5 hours is a lot. And you got access to other shit, all these other screens and shit. But, yeah, so Pesci got nominated. I seen Homegirl, Cynthia, I don't know how you pronounce her last name, from Harriet, which I've yet to see because I'm tired.
Yeah, you know, that's the slave look for
you. Yeah, that's the slave slot. So she got that. You know, you still proud. You know, you're not proud, but you still like, you're like, all right, shorty, go ahead. Even though you know it's the jig.
Nah, man.
You know what I mean?
She might have did a good job. I ain't seen
it. I heard she probably killed it. I heard she's super talented, but it's just like.
I passed judgment on the trailer because she didn't look serious enough to play that kind of role to me. Her eyes didn't suggest that she was a killer. You know what I'm saying? Her eyes looked too happy and friendly.
She looked like she was struggling.
Nah, she's not struggling. It just didn't have that killer. You know how how people judge LeBron?
Yeah.
Versus Jordan
Kobe
or Kobe because he ain't got that killer. Like when you see Jordan, he looking like he coming out there to fuck you up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He ain't coming to slap your hand and give you an AAU hug and you know what I'm saying. Be friends. He ain't even friends with his own teammates.
No.
That's how he looking. You know what I'm saying. Like he like fuck this.
Yeah.
Like you had somebody playing Jordan, but they had happy eyes and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He dark skinned though with a bald head, but he got happy eyes. That ain't Jordan. You know Jordan is an asshole.
That's funny.
You don't give a fuck.
That's how you felt about Cynthia. She wasn't
she didn't look like Harry she had instinct. That intensity. And you know what I'm saying? Like she didn't look like she'll shoot nobody.
Well.
Harriet, you know what I'm saying, seemed to look like she You see her picture look like she done shot a few motherfuckers.
and shoot another motherfucker.
And we'll shoot another motherfucker. You keep talking shit.
Yeah, I just ain't get into that yet, you know. So that was whatever. That is what it is. Speaking of Issa Rae, a lot of people were talking about how she kinda threw a shot at the men, you know what I mean, being nominated.
For the director's category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw the little clip. It was funny.
Yeah. It was funny. I like how she did it.
Yeah, she did it real
when
smooth.
When I read it, I thought, oh, look, Issa, come on, Issa.
Right.
But then I watched it. She did the whole shit. She did her job. How she supposed to. She just slid in a little.
It was smooth.
You know what I'm saying? I like how she did it.
It was smooth. It was funny, too. And the way it was shot, like the poise, the way she was sitting and the way she kind of looked at it, it reminded me of Men on Film. And you know what I mean? Like just how they would say some foul shit and just be look like, it kind of reminded me like how David Alan Grier would be sitting with that, like that same, if you could screenshot and put them shits right next to each other, the whole sit and how the little, the shot was, that shit reminded me of old Men on Film or Living Color.
Living Color.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was pretty funny how she did it. You know what I'm saying?
She got like now, she got a streak of that. She got to keep it up. She got the root for everybody black.
Yeah.
Congratulations to those men. Each award season, she going to cope with another.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I hope she able to, you know.
Keep it
do
going.
Do it with real intent as opposed to just doing it to just do it.
Yeah.
Like I felt like, you know what I'm saying, she was really like, you know what I mean? And did her job enough to where, you know, you can't say she ain't do her job.
Right.
But let you know that, hey man, I see y'all.
I peeped it. Yeah.
Somebody posted that and then posted the Eddie Murphy clip from back in the day.
Oh, from at the Oscars when he said
Yeah, when he was talking about, you know,
yeah,
blacks not, you know, getting the chance to get these awards and shit.
Yeah.
That was pretty bold. That was a bold move for way back then,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I show you how big a star he was.
Right, but they were saying that's probably why he got snubbed for Dolemite.
Nah.
Because he was like, you know what I'm saying? I probably never get nominated for Oscars, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I say this, but I'm going to say it.
Right. Nah, because he got nominated for Dreamgirls years later. So, like, he got back. You know what I mean? He got back. I'd heard people predicting that he might get nominated for Dolemite, just like people were predicting that J-Lo might get nominated for Hustlers and,
did she?
You know, nope. And like even Adam Sandler might get nominated for Uncut Gems. Nope. You know what I mean? I figured maybe Adam Sandler's going to get it because he down with A24 and I feel like they just got the hot hand.
I felt like he did a good job to switch from the comedic the goofy space, shit. The goofy yeah. shit, to a serious shit. I don't think, you know what I'm saying, he didn't pull it. He didn't pull it all the way off to where, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. you really didn't feel no kind of way about him.
At
you know
the end.
Because he was a fuck up. You right. know what I'm saying? Right. So he didn't draw you in enough to where you was like, you know what, give him a break.
It reminded me of similar, and Lamar Jackson, I hate using this, this analogy, but it reminded me of the ending of Queen and Slim, where it was like, you were caught up in the momentum, and you were like, they gonna make it. This could happen. You know, it could go all the way, and then, nah, it's not gonna happen. Outside of the Lamar Jackson shit, that was just more like, damn, because it could have happened. But with the Sandler shit, just like, and I don't wanna, I mean, I think people have seen that movie at this point, Queen of Slim or whatever, but I felt like I said before, it was like, it was jarring but familiar. You were pulled in throughout the whole shit. You were invested. You thought, this could happen. They could escape.
Right.
But then when whatever happens, you realize, yeah, that's typically what happens. You kind of brought down to the, and then back to Sandler, you're like, yeah, you excited. He pulled it off. But he moving like a degenerate. He's a fuck up.
He's
and you disrespecting
level.
The game. You gotta go.
He's sleazy. Yeah. But Lamar, you know what I'm saying? In sports, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's not
up to the people.
It's not that player's, you know what I'm saying? It's not up to that one player. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you like, damn, Lamar didn't make it. Nah, the Tennessee Titans put that shit on them. You know what I'm saying? Right. They ran a program.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't no motherfucking mistake that mm-hmm. they shut that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
They shut that shit down by design. Mm-hmm. They wrote that shit up. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for like us on the outside, like, well, I speak for myself. Mm-hmm. Hard for us on the outside to kind of understand that shit. This shit is designed. These are plays. These mm-hmm. are they. You know what I'm saying? They drew this shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Studied it.
This is how y'all gonna do against this motherfucker here. Right. And this is what y'all gonna do when you get close to him. If you hit him, you gonna say some foul shit about his mama or some shit. You know what,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you gonna get on his because this is what playoff.
That's what they got on the clipboard. Say this shit.
Exactly. That's like in the playoffs in the NBA, you can really see it because it's so many games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the playoffs, it's like you got this with this, and then, you know, even in the finals, you still got to win four times.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they be pulling out all the stops, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play no games, man. That's when they get dirty. That's when they start really digging into your shit.
Get all in your psyche.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that not a lot, but you know, I don't know if you've seen the Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson. They got a podcast called, what is it, Blockheads or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson got a pod, like a show through the Undefeated, I want to say, where they interview other players. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like they've had Kobe on there. They've been, you know what I mean? it's just interesting to hear the actual stories from their mouths, because for so long, it's almost like how rappers, like when Nori and, you know, Joe Budden got their podcast, they talking to other rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these shits is just like things that you heard about, but you know, it was always whatever you saw in the media, you might have heard it was some deeper shit.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they hear them say, yo, this is what I told that motherfucker, and yo, I felt this way, and da 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 da, and we, you know what I mean? Like just to hear the stories behind it. So that's cool. But that's enough other podcast suggestion.
Slamming shit around.
just trying to get acclimated, man. I'm, you know what I mean, back in town. Where you going to be, speaking of this town, where you going to be this week?
This week, I'll be, actually, I'm headed back to the A.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Got big power meetings
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Making some plays.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be down there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the city of East Point. Ooh. Shout out to Grove Park.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, some interest that we hitting up in those particular parts of the state, mm-hmm. the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I'll be back here, man.
Right.
Getting the conversation.
That's what's up. I'll be at the Stand on Thursday night on the Too Many Cooks show. Check that out. Probably be doing something else between now and then. But until then, I'll be back here next week. And until then, you tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even enemy.
To get in the conversation.
All right.
We are out.
decision.